Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Dr. Michael Spikes is with us, professor of Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism and director of Teach for Chicago Journalism. Everybody's still talking about Mark Zuckerberg's statement yesterday. Thank you for joining us today, Doctor. We had guests yesterday. One person called him a lapdog. One person said he was just doing business in the new environment. What was your take on Mark Zuckerberg's move to make his entity, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, more like X?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I mean, a number of people have asked me about it because of my background in like media literacy and also thinking really deeply about social media as becoming like this primary place that lots of people get information and entertainment and all kinds of media from these days. And in response to the statement from Zuckerberg yesterday, I kind of thought the same things, really saw this as him trying to curry favor with the incoming administration. I think, as he mentioned, he saw the 2024 election, the results of that election, as sort of like a cultural moment that said more and more people are putting more and more trust in, you know, platforms like Facebook for the places that they want to get information from. But I think it is somewhat dangerous to just say, you know what, let's just throw the doors completely open and let's just make things completely unmediated. I shouldn't say completely unmediated, but increasingly unmediated or being mediated by people who do not have the expertise to like make decisions on credibility of information, the verifiability of that information, and making sure that the information, especially information that has to do with, you know, people making decisions with that information or knowing who to vote for, things like that. Making sure that information is backed by verifiable evidence, facts, you know, all of those kind of things. I just think it's just going to make a already polluted ecosystem just more so.
Right. And it seems as if, as you just said, more people are relying on social media as their media source for information without really knowing where that information is coming from. And I don't want censorship. I don't think you want censorship either. But I want people to understand that what they're consuming is either created by AI or it's being posted by someone with very little knowledge, or it is coming from a trusted source. And I think when people turn to social media, there are fewer and fewer trusted sources.
Yeah, I particularly have been thinking about this this concept of trust, right, and what it sort of means these days. It almost seems to be that trust is equated with what people are thinking of as authenticity. And that authenticity being, does this person sound like me? Do they look like me? Do they move through the world in the same way that I do? And I think that's what lots of people are finding, that they trust more than, say, people who have a set of practices to make sure that the intents for their sharing information on whatever platforms, whether that be an institution like a news organization or on social media, that their intent is to make sure that the person that's receiving that information is being well informed and also taking into account all of the different, you know, aspects of any, you know, situation, controversy, topic that they're talking about. So I just don't think that those two things are anathema to one another. I worry that more and more people are just going to say, I trust this thing just because it already affirms what I already think I know or already aligns with a worldview that I have. And I think that can be somewhat dangerous because the world is super complicated. The people who are, you know, yelling to say that they're being censored, I think really what we're seeing is people are taking steps to say, I understand that you have a point of view on this particular topic, but that point of view is not backed up by facts, and it's not helpful to people who don't know much about that topic that you're talking about.
And I know that I have moved away from Facebook, as many people have, because you can't have a discussion without it just turning into something ugly and hundreds of people commenting. And many of those are bots or people you're not even friends with. It just gets out of hand and it becomes a sewer. And I think that's why people moved away from it. And I feel like this move might actually further the demise of Facebook, but obviously not in the eyes of Mark Zuckerberg.
No, that's true, because a lot of people talked in the same way that you did about X when Elon Musk took it over. Now, I will definitely say that personally, I have seen that X is not meeting the same needs that it used to. And that being that X was a great place to go to just find out what people were talking about, find out what was trending. I mean, I even recall, you know, this was way back in the day, like in 2011, when I was in the Washington, D.C. area, and we actually had an earthquake. And I felt the shaking, but had no idea what had just happened, because, you know, that's not something that we have regularly there. And I went to Twitter to sort of find out what was going on, to see if other people were talking about it. And it was really helpful for that. These days, the sort of topic that people talk about on that platform, it's really been changed a lot. It's really been, you know, moved in a sense, or its algorithm has almost been tuned to look for these more sort of outrageous, you know, sort of things that maybe only a very small subset of the internet, and that really being tuned by Musk and what his beliefs are, it's really being tuned in that way. And I really would say, like, it's not helpful, but there's still, like, an audience there for it. So I think that Zuckerberg is seeing that the same thing could happen on Facebook, but he'll still reach, a viable number of individuals that will still come to that platform to get information that, again, just affirms their belief and doesn't really inform them of things.
Dr. Michael Spikes is with us from Northwestern. So is there any viable contender? It seems like we thought perhaps Blue Sky would take off or other startup social media platforms. But are these two entities, X and the Meta platform, too big to tackle?
It almost kind of seems that way, because they, like you say, they're the biggest players out there, and they're probably the one. They're almost like default. I mean, in lots of places around the globe, Facebook is the internet to them. Here in the United States, yeah, we have a lot more choices. I mean, personally, I think that more and more people have to understand that it is really up to them to make decisions of how to navigate the just seemingly unending stream of messages and news and information that we can get on digital platforms. And I think they have to be really, really thoughtful about why they come to a certain platform. If you were to ask me, I think Facebook is great for, like, sharing pictures or sharing personal information that you want to only share with, say, family or close friends. I think it's great for that. But I do not see it as a platform that for news, when we talk about news, this is information that you need to help you move through the world, helps you learn about things that are going on. I do not think that it's a place to go and a place to get that information. I really think that people need to be much more thoughtful and say, I need to get that kind of information from places that have the express intent and practices to make sure that they're bringing me credible, not just truthful, because truthful can mean lots of different things, but credible, verified information to them that will help them make decisions and take actions in this very complex world.
And Mark Zuckerberg said he's going to work with the Trump administration to push back on countries around the world that they believe try to censor social media. Some of those countries do a better job at managing all those issues than we do. But how can they say that when at the same time this country is pushing back on TikTok? Now, I know for TikTok, it's security reasons, but it seems like security is a big risk factor for all these other platforms as well.
That is true. I think, in terms of the national security issues that, again, when it comes to TikTok, we haven't heard all of the information that lawmakers continue to cite as the reasons for why they want to ban, an app like TikTok in the United States. Now, again, it's probably going to take more and more time for us to really understand what those implications are. There, you know, it could be argued that there's a little bit of hatred against just that country. We know what their information policies are. It's also important to remember that in China, the version of TikTok that the people in China get is not the same as what we get here in the United States. So that's also something to take into account. But I think, again, the platforms themselves that now are bringing us all this information really do have the ability to shape the kinds of information streams that people can get. So I think that's something that lots of lawmakers are drawing on and trying to say we should take steps against, you know, platforms like TikTok. And I do think that the EU in particular gives us a really great avenue for ways to think about not only moderating, but also putting restrictions in on these platforms that we have been way too slow to respond to, and being worried that we will, like, not push innovations forward in this space while we just have, you know, this very polluted ecosystem that people have been served on these platforms.
It is polluted, I can tell you that. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That is Dr. Michael Spikes, professor at Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism and director for Teach for Chicago Journalism. The news is coming up next with Steve on 720 WGN.